Truly song.
Amen. Yeah. Yep. Somebody said between every mountain there's a valley.
That's right.
This is a requested song by Sybil. She asked me last Sunday if I knew it, and I said, yeah, but I wasn't prepared last Sunday, so I'm going to try this song for Sybil this morning.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. We like every request.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord.
strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Hallelujah. What a song. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Jesus.
Heaven. It shall not end.
Somebody's back. Amen. Lord got you back. Bible said, God be for you. Who can be against you? Amen. I'm glad he's great. I'm glad he's in charge. I'm glad he's sitting on a throne that's above every throne.
Yes.
That at his name every knee is going to bow. And every tongue's going to confess. That's how great he is. Amen. None greater. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
man, oh man, good job. Good singing. I loved all them songs. Amen. Can't sing a lick. And don't even waste my time trying. Neither. Y'all to be here on Wednesday night hearing me and Brother Ed struggle through them songs. We've been trying some new ones here lately. Everybody like the rest of them, we'd be better off just playing something and trying to sing anything. Amen. Oh my, hope you had a good week. It's Labor Day. Labor Day weekend. A lot of people get to enjoy being off Monday. I finally got the retirement, so I'm enjoying every day being off. Amen. Fixed my wife some breakfast this morning. And she sent me a friend request this week on my phone. I'm sitting there thinking, I don't even know how to answer that. So I went and I said, would you just send me a friend request? She said, I didn't know I even did. I said, good, I don't know what to do. What woman did you do? Send it to me. I'm not technologically proficient, so if y'all notice I don't respond, I don't know what to do. I don't know what button to push. Man, I was on the computer one time, it said stop, go get help. I thought, man, I've been insulted by a piece of machinery. I went and got the tech support for the computer. Brother James, he pushed one button. Pushed the escape button. I done pushed every button on there, I believe, but that one. He pushed that one button. I said, couldn't he at least make it look hard? But anyway, I'm just glad to get out of the mess I was in. I couldn't get out. It wouldn't. I was using the company's computer. I couldn't do like I did home board over in the corner. But anyway, I'm not much on technology, but I couldn't believe my wife sent me a friend request. Driving home last night, looked up there in the sky, and there's one big bright star up there. I seemed like all by itself. I don't know what it was. I thought maybe it might be Lord coming back. But don't know. I just know one day I'm going up there. I'll be able to understand it then.
That's right.
Right now, I look at it, and like Brother Danny just sung right there, I just stand in awe and wonder. One day, praise God, we'll know the ins and outs. We'll know why. We should have known more about it, I guess. Man trying to get up there had three attempts, I think, this week, and all of them failed. Well, praise God, Brother Ed, our attempt ain't going to fail. We're going to leave out. Amen?
Right.
Somebody said Russia's got cosmonauts, Mary's got astronauts, but God's got was nots. Enoch Walker, God was not. God took him. Amen. But we got our visitor coming next Sunday, Brother Lee Watts.
Yes.
Great, great man of God, a great veteran of the country. He's a chaplain to the Capitol up in Frankfort. He keeps us informed. We've been putting his, he's got a radio program called The Patriot Point. We've been recording that. It's not as easy as it sounds, because You know, you got a house and dogs and kids, and you just laying recorder right there in front of the radio, but we've been recording it best we could, putting it on the website, Sermon Audio website. I've noticed it's already the Sermon of the Month. He does a good job, Brother Lee does, informing people of what's going on. One thing that I remember from last night's program was Kentucky's coming up with a bill. You won't hear nothing about this, so this probably other than Brother Lee Watts be all you'll ever be able to hear about this. But Kentucky's coming up with a bill this November to vote for. And if this bill passes, Kentucky will never, ever be able to have abortions again. It's a forever done deal if this bill passes. Now, they're not even trying to let you know about it, so take a, I'll do the math on that. But I appreciate Brother Lee Watts. He's kind of like Paul Revere. I mean, he gives you the heads up. You know, the British are coming, or watch what's going on. Call your legislator about this bill. Tell them vote against it. I appreciate that. I try to stay informed. Try to keep y'all informed. I think we're in disinformation over our head right now in this country. They suppress everything. They change the name of it. They don't want you to know anything about it. There's a lot we need to be aware of. But this is Labor Day weekend. I didn't expect this many people to be here with it raining and everything, but glad to have everybody here. Amen. All right, we'll take our text this morning out of Revelations. Revelations chapter number 3. I got this message yesterday, so it's pretty fresh. Somebody said, where do you get your messages? I get them where everybody's supposed to get them. I'm telling you. Lord, it kind of directs me to whichever direction I need to go in. When He finally gets my attention, I try to do my best. I'm just a messenger boy, just delivering the mail of God. Amen. Amen. But in Revelations chapter 3, we'll start reading verse 14. Revelations chapter 3, verse 14, we'll read down to verse 19. And the Bible said, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write." And John, he wrote this for us so we can know what the Lord told him to write. He said, "These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness." Now, this caught me off guard a little bit right here. The beginning of the creation of God. That's a title that I hadn't really looked much into. That's quite a statement right there.
Yeah.
And I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Gives God a bad taste there. That lukewarmness does. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness doeth not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyesight, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous. That's a really good word right there. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. We'll stop our reading right there. I'm preaching on lukewarm today, and I think the topic is up to date with the hour we're living in.
Yes.
Pray with me. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the good singing, for the good service.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Father, for those that are here this morning,
yes,
for the Word of God. Thank you, Father, for those that are watching by way of Facebook. Lord, we're nothing to make any saying, Father, that wouldn't be a blessing, Lord. We're thankful for those that are watching by way of live stream. We're thankful for those that are hearing by way of the internet. Lord, even here today, we see a little bit of the lukewarmness of the church and of the hour we're living in.
Lord, I pray you bless your people today. Bless your word. Help me, Lord, today, your messenger, Father, to deliver this message, Lord, like you gave it to me. And Lord, we'll thank you for being so gracious, so kind, so gentle, so loving, Lord, towards us. And Lord, we pray, Father, you'll be honored in this message and get glory in this message. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Lukewarm. Yesterday, come through Scottsville. I guess that's part of what caused me to be thinking in this generation. But as I come through Scottsville yesterday, I come by the school, and they was having a ball game, Brother James. And they was parked on both sides of the road, out in the road, parking lot full, in the grass, pull up to, you thought it was a Trump rally. I mean, I never seen so many people at one event, amen. But I thought about that, boy, wouldn't it be great if you could see a church parking lot? And you know, I know the Bible tells us that the day of the Lord cannot come except there come a falling away first and the love of many wax cold. Now, I got saved 34 years ago, and I cannot, honestly, I can't tell you that I'm not as on fire as I was the day I got saved. I mean, I couldn't even mention the name Jesus. Brother Eric and I weep and cry. Hearts are tender. I mean, just really a new babe in Christ. And you know, I know knowledge plus up. I've read my Bible on my 19th time through. And you know, I still love the Lord, Sister Sarah. I'm still glad I'm saved. But boy, that joy is still there. And you know what? That love is still there. But it's not exactly like it was when I first got saved. I mean, buddy, I couldn't get enough. It was 7 days a week. I dropped, Brother Evans, tell me about him and his wife Karen driving everywhere, singing and services. I mean, you just can't get enough. And you know, we're a little bit lukewarm, a little bit laid back, a little bit at ease in time is what I'm trying to say. But you know what? I know where to fix that. I mean, fix it in probably within an hour, James. I mean, worldwide fix it. You had about 4 nuclear warheads, laser guided. One of them hit, you know, the Pentagon. One of them hit the Capitol instead of insurrection be complete destruction. One of them hit the Supreme Court building. One of them maybe hit over there about 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Now you're talking about getting some zeal. You're talking about filling up some parking lots. I'm talking about, buddy, there'll be no room to contain the people that be wanting to get in the house of God and wanting to know whether they're ready to meet the Lord or not, wanting to know what the heck is going on. You're talking about stirring the pot. You let something like that happen, it'd be instantaneous, Shannon. The response would be hard to handle. I mean, when the twin tires fail, they said the police couldn't even direct the traffic. There were so many people trying to get to the house of God, trying to figure out what the heck was going on. Amen.
Yeah.
But that would wake this country up. And America does need a wake-up call.
Amen.
We've got too much corruption going on in America right now. We got too much disinformation right now. We got too much suppression right now. The media, believe it or not, they start telling the truth. And believe it or not, the church would all of a sudden become essential instead of non-essential.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah, there'd be a transformation, and it would be like a tidal wave. Be like a tsunami. I mean, it would just flood everything with people trying to get to God. Amen. Right now, there's a great calm, but I do believe there's a great storm coming. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, something like what I'm talking about here would do the job. Amen. I mean, if I can say this word, systematic racism would be cured immediately.
Yeah.
I better not say his name, but we've got an administration that thinks we've got a problem with systemic racism. It'd be cured immediately. It'd be gone. Just like that, be gone. Hey, not only that, No more Black Lives Matter be needed. I mean, they'd only be like it's supposed to be, just one race, the human race.
Right. Amen.
There'd be no more division. There'd be such unity. I'm telling you what, buddy, it'd probably be hard to get between somebody. They'd be so united. Amen. I mean, the old statement was, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah.
We're so divided right now we can't stand. But I'm telling you that this would get the job done. Hey! That woke bunch, that rainbow coalition, oh my, they get the pronouns right. They say, we need to get to God now. Amen. They get the pronouns right. That would dissolve into normal God-fearing people.
Right.
Climate change, Brother Ed, and that new Green Deal, it just disappeared.
Yes,
I mean, these things wouldn't even be important no more.
Nah.
You turn the news on, it says, repent or perish. It says, get to God now. We've just got them so entirely.
Yes, amen.
Man, that'd be a strange little good news on that. Ain't anybody ever trying to sing Amazing Grace? Yeah, that's what they do, Thomas. Ain't anybody ever trying to sing Amazing Grace? I might even be able to sing, Brother Eric. You never know. You let something like this right there happen, it would transform this whole world.
That's right.
Brother Ed, they start thinking right.
Yeah.
They start talking right. They start walking. No more jaywalking. Hey, I'm telling you, boy. It would get the job done. I believe it only take four. I'm not kidding. If them four would hit their target, all of a sudden all this nonsense would disappear.
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It would. Oh, my.
Amen.
Lordy, Lordy. Climate change be no more. COVID would have to take back seat. I mean, there wouldn't be no more masks. You might have a gas mask on. But I don't believe there'd be no more masks, no more vaccinations, no more shots. Facebook might even go back to meaning reading your Bible, amen. I mean, tell you, this would really rock the boat, amen. Yeah, put your face in this book. That's the best Facebook I know. Amen. I struggle.
That's right.
I struggle when it comes to Facebook. I'll tell you right now. I don't struggle with this face in this book. Amen. Every now and then I'll get a scripture. Lord, what's this mean? Amen.
Yeah.
And you know what? This country could survive, I guess they call it politically correctness. It could survive that. There'd be no more kneeling during the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
They may even want God back in the Pledge of Allegiance. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just telling you, America right now is so disconnected from God.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't want His song sung. They don't want His name mentioned. It's okay to pray, just don't pray in Jesus' name.
That's right.
All of a sudden, buddy, all that'll get all cleared up.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, buddy, everything will be right again. All of a sudden, oh my. We wouldn't have to worry about valleys no more, Sharon.
Right.
I'm telling you, we'd be on the mountain, we'd be singing glory to God, hallelujah. Hey, I'm telling you, buddy, it'll wake up, it'll get the job done, but right now, everybody's just kind of like Thomas was this morning, a little bit asleep. And a little bit evil. He's getting woke up now, amen. But he didn't really want to come this morning, but he's here. He's having time of his life now, amen. Yeah, he's glad he's here. Yeah, he's glad he's here, amen. But you see, this country has somehow got its eyes off of God. Maybe got its eyes on gold. I don't know, but it ain't on God. I can tell you that right now. But it would cause it to get its eyes where they need to be. The Bible says, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. They'd be looking in the right direction, Sybil.
Mm-hmm.
Our schools can even throw that gender identity stuff out the back door and start teaching true history again.
Right.
Oh my. True history. Back when this country started, it started with God.
Come on, brother.
Yeah. They had room for Jesus back then.
Yeah.
But there ain't no room for Him now, but they had plenty of room for Him back then, Brother Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know, they had prayer for like hours before they ever even had a meeting.
Yes.
They called in several preachers, preach a little bit, get the pot stirred a little bit. Oh, if we can find our way back. Amen.
That's right.
I'll tell you one thing, like our Sunday school lesson this morning, God's not going to withhold judgment. He's going to serve judgment.
Yeah,
and the Bible says, if judgment began at the house of God, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? I'll tell you exactly where they're going to appear. It ain't going to be in heaven. The ungodly's that bondage says, Lord, did we not do many mighty things in your name, cast out devils in your name?
Yeah.
He said, I never knew you, depart from me. Ungodly's someone that thinks they're ready, but they don't know the Lord, and the Lord don't know them. Jesus said, I know my sheep. I call them by name. Even the devil said, Jesus, I know.
Yeah.
And Paul, I know. I got on that list, Brother Jerry. He said, Eddie, I know. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my devils know who belongs to God. Amen?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of stuff get straightened out. You know what? It could happen. We got so much nonsense going on right now. I don't know this to be true. But I heard through the grapevine, and it wasn't much of a grapevine, but I heard through the grapevine that America actually brought its own twin tires down. I heard that was intentional. They done that because they wanted the money. I heard that. That might not be true. Don't quote me on that. Over in Ukraine where we're sending dump truck loads of money, I heard a lot of that stuff going on. But they're doing it themselves. They're trying to get money. Get weapons. I don't know. Hey, you're just living a day of deception right now. Oh, what I know that it's impossible for him to lie, Thomas, is the Lord.
That's right.
It's impossible for God to lie.
That's right.
Hebrews 6:18. Titus said, Titus chapter 1, verse 2, God that cannot lie. We come out of the womb speaking lies. It's a bunch of lying nonsense going on right now. I don't know how y'all sort it out. But it brings out the worst in me. It makes me throw stuff, Brother Ed. I mean, I'm sitting there watching them contradict their own selves and some of the stuff they're saying. I'm sitting there thinking, how dumb do they think we are?
Right.
I mean, I know I'm not that smart, Teddy, but I am smart enough to know the difference between a lie and a truth. And the guy calling me, deplorable or a problem, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. I know the difference between right and wrong and what he's promoting. I'm not for. I'm telling you right now, but there's something wrong. Our Sunday school lesson this morning spoke about it in great detail. There's not only something wrong, but that wrong's going to be visited, and it's going to be visited pretty soon.
Amen.
Let me tell you something about this country right here. Right now, it's got its head in the sand. Right now, it's in what my pastor called in denial. Not wanting to admit its problems. Down in the border, down there, where they got, turn their head, won't go down there and visit.
Right.
They got trees down there that have the underwear of little girls hanging from the trees that they have abused. Some of them died. And the ones that was old enough, they sold them into prostitution. They didn't have a say in the matter. But we're endorsing that. It's okay. This is America. Come on down. Yeah, it's going down, all right. Let me tell you something, buddy. God sees that.
Yes, he sees it.
And he's going to do something about it.
That's right.
Don't think you're going to go too far in the direction this country's going. I know we've got a corrupt administration. It's got a problem. I don't know they blame everybody but themselves. It's got to be somebody's fault. They take no accountability, and yet they're playing the wrong cards. And I'm telling you right now, it's not working. Got to find somebody else to blame it on. They're running out of people to blame things on.
That's right.
This stuff needs to stop.
Yes, it does.
You know, these people, I feel sorry for them, Brother Ed. All they want is a change of life, and they should have stayed where they was.
That's right.
Where they's at. Said, well, at least they're safe. I don't care about it, but they're not safe here.
No.
This nation's gone.
It is.
Woo!
Oh, the hell of a handbasket.
It's lost its mind. The morals of America got flushed down the toilet. I'm telling you, buddy, we've lost our mind. Amen.
That's right.
Whew. I wish they would teach true history. Our churches, Brother Ed, they'd fill up, took a pass. We wouldn't even have to go out and bite nobody.
That's right.
We might have turned some down, but we wouldn't have to go out and bite nobody. We'd say, hey, we're full. We're sorry. Me and Brother Ed, we know how to fill a church. All we got to do is have a meal. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, it's standing room only. We know what to do.
Yeah.
We can afford it. We'd have a meal every Sunday, wouldn't we?
Buffet.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I am looking forward to homecoming 18th of this month. I'm like everybody else. I like to eat too, little man.
Yeah,
You can't live a bread alone. Got to have some of the Word of God. But I tell you what, I like when you get a heap of help and the both of them, amen. The churches can fill the capacity. Hey, those that's got the doors closed can get back open up again.
That's right.
I was coming back from Tompkinsville, went down there and bought me some new used tires for the old van out there. Why do you buy some new ones, brother? You can't find them. I don't know how this guy found his, but it come off of a Lexus. And I get better trade what I got on, so I'm going to have to put on there Tuesday. But I went down there to get them on the way back. Right there next to Indian Creek is a monster church. Just sitting there at the table. Big church. Big, beautiful church.
Yeah.
Stained glass window just sitting there at the table. I looked at that brother Ed and I thought somebody done something wrong. I'm telling you what Jesus said on this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. They must have built it on the wrong rock. They had something wrong. I don't know what. Right. But it's still that thing. It had a fellowship building. Hey, it had some storage building. Put the church vans in so they couldn't get the kind of converters off of it.
Yeah. That's right.
It's sitting there empty, brother Eddie. I'll tell you. And I wish we could pick that thing up and move it up here and we'd remodel that. Amen. We might know anybody got a big enough helicopter to pick a church up and make a church. Amen. Hallelujah. But the churches would fill up. Churches would open up. They'd get back. Amen. Hey, they're telling people about the love of God, about the mercy of God, that God came this world to save sinners. Amen.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And people be interested, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
We're preaching tonight. Oh, don't knock it. I didn't used to be interested, but I am now.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I thought I had it all figured out. I just had it all figured out wrong, Brother Jerry. But tonight, we're going to preach about don't knock it, amen. Don't preach about that this morning. Lord interrupted that and said, boy, would you go with this? I said, yes, sir. We'd go back to singing all the verses during the invitation.
Yeah.
And altars will be not only filled, but they'd be washed with tears. I'm telling you, right now, we're at ease in Zion. Right now, I don't know if we've even got it in gear or not. Might not even be engaged, but we are here. I'm glad God didn't make demands, because, whoo, it'd be rough. Oh, my. I'm glad, praise God, He makes exceptions. I'm one of the exceptions to the rule. And I'm glad also, praise God, He made room for me. Old song said, though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross. There was room for me, amen.
Right.
And I'm telling you, buddy, though millions have come, there's still room for one.
Right.
And there's room at the cross for you.
Amen.
I'm glad He made room for me, Bonnie.
Amen.
Man, I thought I'd get turned down. I thought God would say, boy, if He just got to me soon. It didn't take Him no time to fix my problem. You talking about fixing?
Amen.
I don't know if it's a one button escape or what. I'll just tell you one thing. You got to fix it like that.
Amen.
Amen.
Perfect. Fixed it. Working.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad He does all things well. Amen.
Amen.
But you know, we give an invitation to Him. We just sing one verse. The reason I do, I know the hour we're living in.
Yeah.
You show me some tears, I'll say, Brother Jerry, if you don't care, sing two verses.
Yeah,
sing
right.
Three. Sing another.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we sat here hard-hearted, dry-eyed. It may not be this with you, but there was a few times Brother James and the devil sit down beside me in the house of God.
Yeah, right.
Somehow my mind got somewhere other than that. I said, oh, man, right on. My mind was somewhere else. I wasn't even connected. And the preacher's doing a good job preaching, but it wasn't going in.
Yeah.
Even though I was there, I wasn't receiving, wasn't hearing it. I was just there in body only. Yeah. But you know, boy, when you get good and, I don't know, stirred up, woke up, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on edge. I get on the edge of my seat. I say, amen. Come on, brother. Preach, brother. Preach. Boy, he jumped on that too, buddy. I just tell you, I appreciate y'all praying for me. I know you prayed for me because I couldn't have made it this far if you hadn't. But I feel your prayers. I thank you for your prayers. Don't fail. Don't forget to pray for your pastor. The devil loves pastors. down until and say, thank you, brother. Thank you for feeding me. Thank you for preaching. Amen. Oh, we'd sing more than one verse in the invitation. You know, it's sad how we're living. It really is. And you know, it wouldn't have to preach as long. Probably read one scripture. Maybe even one verse. And I mean, here comes stampede. I mean, I'm pumping the well. Hey, I'm pumping the well. And I tell you right now, I try to get that old chainsaw started this week, Brother James. I get that tree cut down. I got that thing running, got up there and cut one limb and quit. I come down off a ladder, got down there and pulled my brains up, got it running again, got up there, got the next limb, cut all the way through and quit again. I said, the heck with this. The ladder was killing me more than chainsaw. I mean, 32 foot long ladder. I'm at the top of it. I've got it tied to a tree and got an old 24 steel chainsaw and ain't no way I'd pull it up on top of the ladder. So I climb down. I said, forget it. We'll go another day. Amen. But I wouldn't do no more than just read the verse, but the Jerry. They start rolling out.
Yeah, boy.
Somebody help me. I remember Rita. She was here and she didn't wait. That invitation, she come running up here and fell down right here and went to weeping.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where it's supposed to be.
That's right.
I know we set everything by the watch. Oh, by the way, mine quit yesterday. Stan fell out there when I stopped by Walmart getting another Chinese watch. Amen. Old Stan fell out. Hey, that's moving a little bit. It's 15 after 9 now. It was 20 after 10. But it ain't working, amen. And it's just like us, amen. We quit just like this watch right here.
Yeah.
And you know, we quit praising God.
Yeah.
We quit, amen. We quit praising the Lord. Glory. And we quit coming up there thanking the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I can't get enough of thanking the Lord.
Yeah. That's right.
Even this morning, Lord, thank you for a good night's sleep. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for your mercy.
Right.
Oh my, what can we ever run out of things to thank the Lord for?
That's right.
Oh my, we get back, I'm telling you. We get back to where we should be right now. One day long. It wouldn't. Then wrongs will be made right.
That's right.
One thing about a preacher, don't tell him something unless you want it to be known.
That's right.
My pastor every now and then he'll tell me, he said, Brother Eddie, I know I can trust you. I know you'll pray about it. But I want you to pray about this. And he does know it won't go no further. But I also know him, when there is a wrong one way or another, he'll address it either face to face or from the pulpit. And I want you to know he does a good job. Amen. He does a good job. I've seen it in action. But sometimes he'll say, Brother Eddie, this don't need to go no further. I want you to pray about this. He knows I'll pray about it.
Yeah.
And I want you to pray for these people. They need to make this right. They don't need to keep going like it's going. Amen. I don't know how we get in those predicaments, but I will tell you this. When you get in one, it's hard to get it back right. Wrongs have been made right. And they'd be in a hurry to do it too, Brother Ed. I mean, they wouldn't wait to get her done. And we're sitting really on a powder keg even right now. I want you to know there's people that's got ultrasonic missiles that they kill people now with a drone faster, I guess, than you can send a missile. But we're sitting on a powder keg right now of technology and weaponry that's nothing but self-destruction. I don't know who could win if they finally get that, what's that football thing out and put the numbers in there, and launch all them missiles, and then they launch all their missiles, and we look up in the sky, still seeing stars or the sun or the birds flying, we see missiles coming down. I'm telling you, we're sitting on a powder keg right now. Thank God for a place called heaven.
Amen.
Man, when I get heaven, when I finally get home, I'll be home. Until then, buddy, lock the door, load the gun, turn the dog loose, and tell him to take a leg off. Amen. Sitting on a powder keg. I don't know how in the world we got where we're at right now, other than the fact, like I mentioned this morning, Sunday school, that prodigal son, he went out in the far country, Yeah. And he wasted his life and ride a slimming.
Yes.
And he bought his friends, and when the money ran out, they ran out. And he sat in there so hungry. Hey, in Luke chapter 15, he said it would have fainted at the husk that the swine did eat.
That's right.
Do you know what, sir? Said come to himself.
Yeah.
Oh, we could just come to ourselves.
Yeah. All right.
Then we could actually see our sad condition and somehow quit being in denial and say, I've had enough to hear. I believe it'll make a difference. I wish America could come to itself. I wish they could say, you know, the Bible does say the way of transgression is hard. And I'm watching the floods and the fires. I'm watching the fighting. I'm watching the killing. Oh, killing. Thank you, Lord. You know what we rate in the world on killing? We're third. But you know how we could be above number one? Above. I mean, like 130% above the rest of the world. You know how we could do that, Brother James? They said just remove 5 democratic cities and we would rank 130% in the world. Just 5 cities. Now that was a statistic that they said, not me. They said remove 5 democratic cities like Chicago. Yeah. You know what I mean?
New York.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Portland. Yeah. Yeah. Just said remove them 5 cities and we would excel the world by 130%. What I'm trying to tell you is we got a problem. And the problem is repeat offenders being promoted instead of prosecuted. I'm just telling you, we've lost our mind in this country.
That's right.
Ain't never going to get no better until we say, I have sinned. I am sorry. I want to be forgiven. I want to be reacquainted with the one that created me. America's got major problems, and I only know one, Brother Ed, that can fix it.
Right.
They don't want nothing to do with him.
No.
He wants something to do with them. And one of these days, boy, they're going to get a visitation. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be from Russia. It ain't going to be from China. Hey, it ain't going to be from North Korea. Hey, this when he shows up, they're going to look for a hiding place.
That's right.
Oh, my. Let's see what else we got on here. I think we're about done. Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, know this, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. That's where we're at, beloved. Perilous times. Not only are we sitting on a powder keg, but these idiots in charge of this powder keg we're sitting on, they should have never been given the keys. They should have never been given authority. They should have never been elected. You tell me how they got in. I don't know. I know I have no sense not to vote for that number. Oh my. Lukewarm. Not only the church is lukewarm, not only is our country lukewarm, but even we are lukewarm.
Amen.
But what I used to be, it ain't been that long, Carolyn. I remember just sitting there weeping. Just listening to a gospel hymn and just weep because of the truth that it was telling.
Amen.
In the song.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know that we're past failure. I don't know that we're reprobate. I'm just glad I'm redeemed. I mean, no matter what condition I'm in, I'm still going to heaven by the grace of God. He'll fix it when I get there, I guess. But right now, He told me to occupy till it comes. I know one thing, I wish I was back where I started from. I wish I hadn't made some of the decisions that I made. I wish, number one, I'm telling you that I was right where I was when I got saved. Amen. I really did enjoy that. Lord, we thank You for this message today. How true this message is, Lord.
Yeah.
You told us to be doers, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. And Lord, I do believe we have deceived ourselves. I do believe, Lord, we need to look in the mirror today. And we need to ask, Lord, our own selves, where we stand, Lord, in your will, Lord, that we'd be a blessing. I know Your Word says we're supposed to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, not be transformed, not be a Lord of the world, but be transformed by renewing of our mind. We might not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by renewing our mind. We might prove what is that good, perfect, acceptable will of God. Help us, Lord, do a personal evaluation. Help us, Lord, to be serious, Lord, about our walk. I know the world's going to hell, but Lord, we shouldn't be the reason they go. Help us to show the world that Jesus has made a difference in our lives. May people, I pray, take note that we've been with Jesus. May they call us Christians. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. All right, like everybody stand. Thank you for bearing with me. Get Brother Jerry, please. Get an invitation of him. Sister Sharon to help him. Lukewarm. Are you lukewarm today? Well, the Bible says draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you.